Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Мы говорим с каббалистом.
Hello, dear friends. We're the Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, everyone. In the world, there are many bad things. In countries, inside the person himself, Dr. Lightman, there's nothing good at all. Always, it's by mistake that we don't know, but actually, there's nothing good. Simeon, okay, so you're saying that there's nothing good. Again, and also many things revealed inside the person himself, bad attitude toward others. Dr. Lightman, is there still what to reveal? Simeon, yeah, there's a feeling that things will continue until we'll be pushed into some dead end. Look, in the internet, there are plenty of racists, fascists, anti-Semitism. Inside countries, look what's going on. Protests, riots. It's becoming more clear with dictatorships. Look what happened in Lebanon, how society split there, and the entire world and what's going on. What I want to say is that there is a lot of evil in the world, and you're really saying that there is. Dr. Lightman, the Creator created a good world. Simeon, yeah, as he says, I've created the evil inclination. And true, when we take what the Kabbalah as Baal HaSulam says, and we read, everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. Dr. Lightman, yes, but only to correct its with its counter balancing part. Yeah, and then he says to correct it and return it to its root. Nothing's clear here, really. The evil that comes to the world and that I would like to destroy, I would. I want to get rid of it. I mean, a person, he doesn't want to be ill, he doesn't want to have this virus, he doesn't, Dr. Lightman, because he sees everything through his own ego. Were he to see things through the point of connection with the Creator, he would have said that everything has a right to exist. Everything. And it's very good that there is this evil that is becoming revealed, and how will it lead us to good? Because one thing on the one side points at its opposite on the other side. Simeon, logically, how can I scrutinize this once it comes to me? My first reaction is to get rid of it. I want to live a normal life. Dr. Lightman, exactly. Instinctively true. Simeon, why do I have to suffer? Dr. Lightman, you don't? Simeon, so I have to get rid of the evil. Dr. Lightman, by this you don't get rid of the evil. By this you increase it. That's what's interesting. That the right, that the left, that the good, that the bad. Each from his perspective only cultivate evil. Enhance it. And by no means do they eradicate it. Simeon, why don't they understand it? Over time, we see, Dr. Lightman, one-sided view of the world. Simeon, can they draw or conduct some scientific study to see that things are only getting worse, and trying to resist it only makes things worse? Can a person sit and think that? Dr. Lightman, no. Society exists for thousands of years, and people don't come to that yet. They don't. Once there was something similar when people fighted each other, they even threw each other food. The fighting sides even threw food to each other because they didn't want to defeat each other by hunger, but by their own might. And, well, this happened a long time ago. Simeon, so how do you do it? How do you start feeling it in your mind, in your heart, that it's helpless and it only increases evil? Dr. Lightman, only education. Only by showing them that it is impossible to defeat this. Good and bad are two qualities in the world that run in parallel, and therefore you can't get rid of either. By increasing the one or decreasing the one or the other, you influence. By decreasing or increasing something, you influence the other, the counterpart, but you don't eradicate it. Simeon, all of these negative things that we see, the evildoers, all the evildoers of the world, Baal HaSulam says that you have to guard them too, not to eradicate them. How can you explain that, Dr. Leitman? I talk about this very calmly, because the Creator is the one ruling, controlling them.
Well,
you know, like puppets on a string, and they start in our world moving around. We can't destroy them. Simeon, so what do we do about them? Dr. Leitman, to reveal their how harmful they really are, and alongside with it, the positive things that there are, the counter personas that can withstand. Simeon, this I don't exactly understand. What do you mean? Again, if you can explain this. Dr. Leitman, if in our world evil appears, Simeon, in the form of some evil doer, Dr. Leitman, doesn't matter who or what, you, to the same measure in the world, have to reveal the good. Simeon, this is a bit clear. Dr. Leitman, only this way can you fight the evil. And you don't have to fight it. You have to balance it out correctly. And then it will become revealed as something necessary for the revelation of good. And this is the only reason for which the evil is revealed. To begin with, in order for us to reveal in our world, to increase the good in our world. Simeon, this is clear. The evil comes in order for the good to become revealed. The more evil, the more good is revealed. And the other part is not to destroy the evil, but it demands to add a bit something. Dr. Leitman, you can't destroy it because it is the force of the world. It is a force that is revealed in the world and human society. You can't destroy it. You can only balance it out by the good in such a way that both the good and the bad will exist together, eternally, forever. The evil too. And between them, there would be the most comfortable state of humanity, where it withholds both of these forces and builds by that the form of a higher force. Otherwise, how can you build a higher force? Only by the correct connection of the good and the bad, that in their turn, both of these forces come from Him. Therefore, the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination. I've created evil. And then I've created the good to correct it. You see what happens. The evil is the foundation, the basis of the world, and the good to correct it. Simeon, beautiful. Beautiful. And I'm even thinking about myself now. Could I relate to the evil that way? To really relate to big, strong evil? Dr. Leitman, you will be able to rise above your ego. The evil will force you to rise above your ego. The good won't. Simeon, true. Dr. Leitman, you see how everything's built in a completely inverted way. Invert it, and you'll get the truth. Simeon, how to explain that in a way that a person will be able to understand this? A person wants to destroy the evil. He comes with a sword, and, you know, he comes to kill, destroy evil, and this is a good person. But afterwards, things get even worse. The evil increases. It seems like I've destroyed the evil, and then comes hunger and whatnot. Were humanity to understand the connection between the good and bad, Dr. Lightman, depends on you, Simeon. Yeah, depends on us how to introduce this into the world. Maybe we won't use this in our clip, but still. There's a leader, an evil leader, that directs his nation to destroy another nation. And there were many. The good that's supposed to withstand or be encountered to him, what is it supposed to do? Suppose you have such evil. Dr. Lightman, depending what level are we talking on? But actually, everything depends on education, enlightenment, different direction. When the evil appears, and there's lots of it going around in the world now, immediately appear those that want to correct the evil. They're called courteous people, they get a Nobel Prize, they come to correct the evil. They're given money, they invest their efforts into it, and Bala Sulam writes, a great Kabbalist, he writes, the weakness of world reformers in each generation, they regard man as a machine that is not operating properly and needs mending, meaning to remove its broken parts and replace them with working ones. Well, sounds logical, right? Meaning they want for the machine to work. This is the tendency of all world reformers to eradicate any harmful and bad in the human species, and it is true that had the Creator not stood against them, they would certainly have by now cleansed man entirely, leaving in him only what is good and useful, Dr. Lightman, and then it would have been the end of the world. Simeon, but it says to leave the good, useful, those world reformers. Reformers, the world would have been well off. Dr. Lightman, sure, offer it. You'll see everyone agrees with you besides the Creator. Simeon, right, and the Creator says no. He says, I don't need this good and useful stuff. I don't need for that to remain in the world. And then he says, but because the Creator meticulously watches over all the elements in his creation, not letting anyone destroy a single thing in his domain, that you can only correct it, right? This is what it says about it. We're in a kind of... and then he says something very interesting, but and accordingly, he said that all world reformers will be wiped off the face of the earth, but the evil won't. Meaning the Creator as if says that these world reformers... I don't love them. I don't like them. Well, I'm saying this softly. Dr. Lightman, those that like doing good. Dr. Lightman, yeah, yeah. So what they want for this evil to disappear, to replace the broken parts into something working. Dr. Lightman, who is the Creator's who are the Creator's partners? The evildoers. They're the ones that reveal to the world the evil that the Creator himself said, I have created evil. Meaning these are those that aid him, that help him. They're showing us, look what the Creator made, look what the Creator did. And here the only thing missing is the other counterpart. Where we have to take the forces of nature and to build an opposite system that would compensate for the bad. And then, by creating the system of evil of compensation, we rise by both of these forces, by both of these levels. Simeon, so closer, I don't know, souls, people, the evil, they're closer to the Creator, the evildoers, they're all closer to the Creator. Dr. Lightman, yeah, the Creator creates, the Creator works through them. Simeon, they show that the world is made up of evil. We see it, and then we start fighting the evil. And you're saying that's incorrect to fight the evil. Dr. Lightman, you have to learn how to correctly supplement it work with it, like plus and minus, and electronics and something, Simeon. So there's the evil. I don't touch it. I have to opposite it, build a mountain of good. Mountain of evil, mountain of good. This grows, that grows. The main thing is not to erase the other pile. Dr. Lightman, you won't be able to erase it. You'll only distort nature. Simeon, how do I build this mountain of good? Dr. Lightman, leaning on the bad, on the evil. Simeon, so I see the evil, I say this the wrong path. Dr. Lightman, yeah, like when they tried to destroy worms, wolves, different things. And you see, only bad things came as a result. Simeon, so I look at it, Dr. Lightman, in accordance with it. Simeon, where do I take the force to build, Dr. Lightman? Here you have to ask the Creator. Without that, it won't work. Then you will see what is the evil created by the Creator for, in order for you to turn to Him and to get the force of good. Simeon, so I can't do it by my own abilities, Dr. Lightman. In our world, there's only evil. Even the good that you see is also evil. Simeon, and when we say, look at that leader, is strong, charismatic, he'll be able to do it, supposed to bring to good, to bring to happiness, and everyone starts voting for him, it's all a lie. Dr. Lightman, of course it is. Today it's already evident. Simeon, so the entire task is to build the good opposite the bad and to ask for forces from nature, from the Creator. Dr. Lightman, to ask for the Creator, for the force of good and then to walk on these 2 feet, good and bad. And the world will come to this very soon. I hope that I will still witness this, but we have to lay the foundations. We do. Simeon, this is a true revolution for a person. Dr. Lightman, we have to educate people. These are elementary things, basic things that you have to simply teach people. Simeon, we're talking about an ordinary person, his first reaction when he encounters evil. What should he do, his first reaction? Dr. Lightman, to balance it out. If I want to eradicate something, I have to balance it out. This way, not only that I eradicate, but I as if nullify it. I take that evil and use it for the better, Dr. Lightman. Like 2 forces, an electricity plus and minus, magnetic fields, whatever forces, any force that is revealed in our world consists of itself and its opposite. There is nothing else, only this way. Therefore, in relation to the evil, in relation to the good, you have to position the good opposite the bad and yourself in between. And then you'll see how you ascend on them like an elevator, Simeon. And in order to ascend correctly, a person has to be in between the good and the bad. Dr. Lightman, it has to push you from beneath. Simeon, I see the good and the bad. Okay. Beautiful. Dr. Lightman, make a movie about it. Simeon, what we're doing is enough, you know, no point in making a movie. There are millions of viewers. Dr. Lightman, such a talk is enough. Simeon, yeah, 300,000-400,000 people watch you make this clip, 12-minute talk. You know, it seems like a talk. Millions of people watch it. Enormous amount of comments. Dr. Lightman, it's important to teach people how to correctly use both forces. For them, it's the relation of a new world with infinite opportunities, options, possibilities, Simeon. So what we have to work with is with a person's first reaction to destroy the evil instinct. Dr. Lightman, yeah, for this you need the support of the environment.
Оно будет его негласно поддерживать.
It will support a person, and he will feel that this is what I have to do. He'll get thoughts from his environment. Simeon, will there come such leaders that will start doing this? Dr. Leitman, I hope so. Look how many students we have. I think that it'll work out. The world's headed toward that. There's no place to hide. And those that left us 10, 20 years ago, they're coming back.
Yeah.
Simeon, yeah, they made a kind of a bypass in life and they came back. Dr. Leitman, this is how the world's built. That's fine. The main thing is forward. Simeon.
Не знал, еще хотел из мира в мир сделать. Давайте попробуем, хорошо. Так, немножко
больше. Let's try.
Просто платформа у нас есть, люди есть, поэтому можно Баласулам.
There are people, so you know we can already share Баласулам, because people are kind of used to it.
Вот все время человек задумывается о причине.
A person's all the time thinking about the reason for everything that happens, mainly the bad things. Now came such a time where things aren't good. All my previous, all the previous good things are gone. My job's gone. That's gone. Suddenly, I see my relatives as my enemies. The same with countries in the world. And a person is constantly looking for the reason for everything. Why does this evil appear? And Баласулам writes in his article, Peace in the World, he says, it's very simple. Each member of the nation, nature forces him to receive fulfillment for all of his needs. Again, each person in society, nature forces him to get all of his needs, fulfillments from society, but he also has to give according to the efforts that he makes. And if he breaches one of these commandments, he will be punished harshly. And you're starting to think, you look around you. Billionaires, thieves, you name it. And you see that actually they're having a ball. And you're not. And he continues and says, but the second law in bestowing to society, the punishment doesn't come immediately. And furthermore, the punishment comes indirectly. And therefore, this law is not kept whatsoever, meaning the commandment of bestow. And therefore, humanity is terribly suffering. And a hunger and all the bad things are with us to this day. He says this is the reason for all of these things, that because we're not working with this second commandment of bestowing to society, but we don't see it, and because we don't immediately see it, how can it register in us that all of our problems and calamities come from that, from not giving to society? Dr. Leitman, if I do not see around me limiting, forcing some kind of forces, then it's necessary to make them artificially. Simeon, unclear. Dr. Leitman, how is it not clear? There are many threatening circumstances that we have already experienced. There faulty results on ourselves, and therefore we are now creating some kind of protective mechanisms. We're building different things to prevent this, meaning if we don't even see danger, then we have to create such means of defense that will remind us about the danger coming from science, from everything.
Ну что непонятно?
What's unclear here?
Видеть перед собой прекрасный.
I can see in front of me.
И пройтись по нему.
A beautiful floor. Walk on it. And suddenly it says, be careful. The air, the floor is in the air. It's made in order to look at it and not to walk on it. Simeon, then I won't walk on it. Dr. Leitman, yeah, I need the surrounding environment that will tell me about this, support me in this, limit me, and then I'll exist in a normal way, even in the circumstances in which I myself would have been wrong about. Simeon, Bala Sulam writes that because we don't keep the commandment, Dr. Leitman, why don't we keep it? Because it's hard. Our ego doesn't allow us to. Simeon, so why fry us on a pan, like he says, Dr. Leitman, in order for us to want it? In order for us to want it, our entire problem is what? You don't have to get into that frying pan that you'll jump around on. You understand what it means to be on a giant frying pan. Under you, there's a hot pan. You're jumping up. When you're in the air, you kind of take a breath of air, and then you land on it again. You understand how unpleasant of a state that is? Simeon, at that moment, your brain doesn't work to find some place where you can, Dr. Leighton, no such place for humanity. We see that this is how things are for thousands of years, so what do we have to do? We have to understand that we constantly have to keep humanity in a state where it will not jump into this frying pan. That otherwise you'll have to jump into it, Dr. Leitman. Yeah, otherwise you'll step on the floor that's hanging in the air. It's made so on purpose. Simeon, so you have to explain to a person, to put him in a society where he's told that only love to others will prevent you from landing on that frying pan. Meaning, it's like with a child that you have to frighten him that there's a bear outside all the time. Dr. Leitman, better in advance. Simeon, and what state are we in? We're actually on the frying pan. Dr. Leitman, I recommend not to frighten people with frying pans, but to develop the yearning for good. Simeon, will people then understand that all calamities come because the quality of bestowal is undeveloped in them? And this is where all the problems come from? Dr. Leitman, exactly. Simeon, and that nature is doing it only because of that, treating us this way. Dr. Leitman, yeah, it's a reaction. Simeon, so we should create such mini societies or whatever, where people will talk only about this, about bestowing to others, that this is the law of nature, that this is what we have to come to. Dr. Leitman, yes. Simeon, and you believe that it's possible to teach an egoist? Dr. Leitman, there is no other way out. There isn't. There's no other solution. Simeon, how will the ego agree? Dr. Leitman, if it won't agree, it'll suffer. Simeon, this is why it'll suffer. Dr. Leitman, of course. The Creator has a very simple means, suffering. Simeon, so the more the suffering, the quicker the ego agrees, Dr. Leitman. It's not about that. There's a very serious wave, a tsunami, headed our way, and such that we already feel this and that, one after the other. Like it says in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that humanity will reach a state where it will find itself in the jungle once again and will start developing again gradually for thousands and thousands of years. No problem. The Creator has time. Time for Him doesn't exist, and therefore He has time for everything. Simeon, so you think that at some point the ego will break, Dr. Leitman? This will be the best case scenario. In short, It's shorter instead of starting all of this again, the lengthy history of humanity. It can start from the from where we had mammoths and so on. We could go back to that. It's even hard to imagine, Dr. Leibman. Of course, because we'll have a different mind then. Simeon will start the cycle again, Dr. Leibman. Why not, Simeon? So many thousands of years went by, Dr. Leibman. Einstein wrote that after the next world war, people will fight with sticks. Мандала Сулам agreed. Simeon, somehow the ego covers it. It says, you'll sit someplace and you're in some... somewhere far away, Dr. Leibman, won't work. It'll reach everyone. The plan of creation depends on everyone, including everyone. Simeon, so the plan of creation is pretty clear. What should it lead us to, Dr. Leibman? Everyone has to reach a state. For each of us, it is pretty clear to him that if he affects the world in a good way, then there's nothing else that you need to do. The world doesn't need anything. Simeon, how does that affect the world, Dr. Leibman? I'm willing to do everything for them, everything for anyone in the world, whatever they want, everything that is in my ability to do, I have to be willing to give, to bestow. Simeon, and what do I get out of that? What do I experience? That I'm coercing myself, Dr. Leibman? No, I love them and that's it. I don't think about myself. Simeon, so to reach this feeling of love toward others, and then no one will fry us, Dr. Leibman? Of course not. Simeon, well, let the ego agree finally, Dr. Leibman. So ask it. Dr. Simeon, but I'll ask egoistically, Dr. Leibman, but you're the boss. Okay, so it starts egoistically, but gradually it'll become altruistic. Simeon, that, and or for my relatives, the close people to me, those that are close to me, for them to be well off, I'm willing to do good. Do you accept such a prayer, Dr. Leibman? Myself? Simeon, will the Creator accept it? Dr. Leibman, at first, yes, Simeon, and then what will it change into, Dr. Leibman, that you can't ask neither for yourself nor for others, but for him, for the Creator to be happy. But through your brothers, Simeon, so I connect all my brothers in me, and together we're asking, we want for you to feel good, the Creator, Dr. Leibman. Yes, and we don't care what happens at all. Simeon, that's a high step. But all of humanity will come to that, Dr. Leibman, undoubtedly.
Давайте сегодня еще пойдем по цитатам. Теперь
цитаты.
Да, по цитатам.
A few quotes. Chinese quotes. Anil.
Ну, например, а вы их на каббалистический лад, как они выглядят. То есть.
Explain them cabalistically.
Я вас очень прошу. Вот я вот сейчас прочитаю вам китайский послание.
I'm gonna read you a few ancient Chinese wise quotes. Anil.
Хорошо.
Interpret them as a cabalist. If someone knows that he does not know, teach him. If someone knows that he knows, listen to him. If someone doesn't know that he knows, wake him up. If someone doesn't know that he doesn't know, run from him.
Это верно, это самое последнее, это самое.
Dr. Lakeland, that's true. The last is the most dangerous one, that he doesn't know what he doesn't know, that he doesn't know that he doesn't know. Simeon, it's like the leaders of the world today don't know that they don't know, and still they dictate. Dr. Lakeland, yes. Simeon, in Kabbalah, how do you interpret that? Dr. Lakeland, it sounds beautiful. It's very good for development, for organizing education.
Это сложновато такая для попроще там надо. Вот есть такая пословица: невидимой красной нитью соединены те.
There's this saying: those that have to meet are connected by an unseen thread, regardless of the place, time, and so on. The thread can expand, get tangled up, but it will never break. Dr. Lakeland, if the cause and consequence are there from the start, then necessarily they will be realized. It's all predetermined. Simeon, how do you understand that? Everything's predetermined, everything that happens with the world. Dr. Lakeland, what do you care? Simeon, well, there are things that I want to correct, change, this, that. Dr. Lakeland, nah. Pardon me, but it's foolish, childish. Simeon, and if I keep it in mind that everything's predetermined, there's nothing that happens by chance, what does that do then? Dr. Lakeland, you just aim yourself at having to connect with this flow. You have to become, you have to flow with, you have to equalize yourself with what's going on and flow. Simeon, it's all predetermined. Everything that happens, happens because it's predetermined, and this calms me down. Dr. Lakeland, yeah? You sit in a boat quietly with your Chinese hat, you know, the round one, the cone-shaped hat, and you flow with the current and the flow of life. Simeon, and my intellect, Dr. Lakeland, only in order to attain the gradual flow of this river of life. Simeon, and my talents and everything, Dr. Lakeland, that too. Don't stir up anything. You're only making waves around yourself. Simeon, so you're talking as a Kabbalist. Dr. Lakeland, I imagine myself as a Chinese sage. Simeon, so you have to flow with the river, not to touch the rose even. Dr. Lakeland, I don't think that you need rose at all. You sit in a boat, and bit by bit, it takes you through the flow of your life. Simeon, and where is it taking me? Dr. Lakeland, doesn't matter. The main thing for me is to find in every given moment my complete adhesion with that flow that the upper has created for me. Simeon, and where is my sense of self, Dr. Lakeland? This is it, that in every given moment I adhere to him. Simeon, then there's complete rest, tranquility, if I can leave that way. Dr. Lakeland, utter eternal tranquility. Simeon, doesn't sound that good. Dr. Lakeland, this is how we relate to everything that goes on. Simeon, what about the things that ignite you? That how do you relate to that boat? Dr. Lakeland, in relation to myself, I can just say one thing. There are things that irritate me, obviously. But practically wise, I look at everything as happens what has to happen. But we only have to be in agreement with those forces that are working on us. This is actually how it is. The Chinese people are right. Simeon. Well, they also come, they got it from Abraham and so on. Dr. Lakeland, let's not get into that.
Вот очень интересно.
Simeon, that's a good one.
который почувствовал ветер перемен,
a person who felt the wind of change has not to build a shield from the wind, but a windmill. Dr. Layton, that's good. Simeon, it suits our time. Dr. Layton, correct. To correctly use the forces of nature, and this will be to your benefit. Simeon, so if to relate this to what happens now, definitely there's a wind of change. How do we build a windmill? Dr. Layton, for this we have to build a system of education. We have to, as quickly as possible, push our generation to the correct perception of that wind that is blowing now. And then we will really start correctly existing with it. Otherwise, maybe we won't be able to make it. Simeon, the foundation for building this windmill, it's a shift for the better. Dr. Layton, understanding that it's a shift for the better, that it's not something bad. Obviously, everything is for the better, but it depends. Longer, shorter path. Simeon, so we're building a windmill. We're using it. And if a person feels something bad in life, some illness, suffering, the death of a close one, it's like I'm trying to protect myself from it. I don't want to see it, hear it, Dr. Lightman. Obviously, we don't. We shut our eyes, and like a child, we say, this doesn't exist, but it's all foolish psychology. Above that shield, above that event, what is this all for? That it all leads you to the Creator, and then everything will coincide. Simeon, so understanding that it comes from the Creator, this is the basis for building the windmill. Dr. Layton, yes. Simeon, and what else do I have to think about? Dr. Layton, how to use it correctly. Simeon, why, what for? Dr. Layton, how to use this wind correctly. Simeon, what is it coming for? Dr. Layton, the wind of change, in order to make change. Either the wind will do it forcefully, that's the path of suffering, pain, or I will do it with the help of the wind. That will be the path of correction then. Simeon, if we're talking about a windmill, you can make bread out of it, Dr. Lightman, everything that's necessary in order to advance toward the goal. And what should be... do I determine it now? How does it work? Dr. Lightman, the goal should be to correctly use all the laws of nature, that they're all created only in order to change, to adapt myself to the upper force, to... Simeon, what am I supposed to become? How? Who? Dr. Layton, in complete coordination and integration with everyone else, what we call love another as yourself. This is the quality of complete integration, Simeon, and this is what nature is leading us to, Dr. Layton.